Back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. Oh my goodness, it has been too long, but our separation has ended. Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports is back with us this afternoon. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, nice to hear from you. It's the first time on the show for a while, and it's my first actually out at a game for a while, too.
Well, perfect timing right there, and you could not have a better day. Where are you this afternoon?
Matt Dexter, going to watch a. We're not broadcasting today. We'll get a couple down the road, but Foxtrot Dexter baseball game.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a perfect day out there. Spring season has been underway for a little while, but everybody's still in the early stages of the season. Well, who's playing well? What do you like so far? Who are some teams to keep an eye on?
Well, we'll go through. If you want to start with baseball, we can. But in Class A, I think Camden and Brewer are kind of right there at the top right now. And they meet next week. They're supposed to. We'll see. The weather hasn't been great really so far, and it's not supposed to be early next week either. But they're scheduled to play next week. So they're both 3-0. They're kind of put themselves as early on favorites there in Class A. So that could be interesting next week. And Class B, John Baps, Old Town, both doing well. Old Town's 2-1, but their only loss was to Class A Bangor. So, I think they're going to be a strong team all year and a team to watch. They got Gifford on the mound. He's already thrown a no hitter this year. He's strong there on the mound. Class C, I think Washington Academy 4-0. They've actually got four games in already. That's impressive, right? They've outscored opponents 34-3 so far. But I think Class C is totally up in the air. There's a lot of good teams. Bucksport's one of the favorites, but this Dexter team went to Bucksport the end of earlier this week or last Saturday, I think it was, and beat Bucksport. And that was Dexter's first win of the year. So, and a lot in baseball, as you know, depends on pitch matchups and whatnot. But I think Class C is wide open. But Washington Academy's got the early edge as a favorite there. In Class D, I think Woodland and Stearns are showing their kind of going to be the top, near at the top of that class all year. And we'll go to softball. The Nokomis is kind of rolling. They're kind of the team I think to watch there. They're in Class B, but Mia Coots, she's thrown a couple no hitters already, and she's dominating in the circle there for Nokomis. Lawrence is also competitive in B. In A, you got Skowhegan, Brewer, and Bangor near the top. In Class C, Bucksport, Matt, and Alcook. But it's still really early, and teams haven't really got a chance to get much flow early in the year. I mean, I think the snow melted earlier than usual, but then we have had a lot of rain. so it's kind of, been a lot of postponements and such, but and I would expect some more early next week, which in baseball, that's a big factor because you've got, when you back up pitching and stuff, especially teams that, not a lot of teams, especially in class, the lower classes are really deep when pitching-wise.
No, and of course, as any baseball coach will tell you, you can never have enough pitching because when you start getting those rainouts and postponements and you get stacked up and you've got four games in 5 days and everybody on your roster better be able to pitch.
Yeah, and that's the case. I know, this is the first year back where you have to earn your way to the playoffs. Last year was an open tournament, still COVID regulations. So, these games are big, and this one's big for Foxcroft today. They've only gotten one game so far. They're a Class B team. They get these, heel points that no one else can get if they can beat this Class C team.
So when do you guys start your broadcast schedule, Mark?
We will announce it next week. Usually spring season, just, time of games and stuff, we struggle to get a lot in, but we plan on getting in three to five games, and probably mid-May we'll start getting some games in.
Excellent. All right, what are your thoughts, I have to ask you, on the Red Sox so far?
I'm not as negative as most. I think kind of a big stretch coming up. I know it's tough to say when it's only coming up from May, but when you got, the Blue Jays and the Rays again and stuff, you got to have to take care of some of these division games. You can't be losing those series. But I don't think I think they're going to be entertaining all year. I think they're going to be contending for a playoff spot all year. But I'm one of the few that does. But this Whitlock injury doesn't help. He's going to be out for a while, it seems. And it's weird though, because I think the starting pitching has been their weakness so far. But it's also the place where they get the most depth. Which is kind of odd to say, because they're bringing up Bayo. He'll take that spot in the rotation. But a lot is going to depend on, as we know, Chris Sale and Corey Kluber and what they can do. We'll see. I think Sale in his career, when he's been healthy, has been fine. He hasn't been fine so far early this year, but we'll see what they get out of him.
Well, there you go. Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports checking in with us to kick off the spring sports season for us here. Mark, we appreciate it as always. Hope your weekend goes well, and we'll visit with you again next Friday afternoon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich. Talk to you next week.
Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.